This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. The UN Security Council resoundingly defeated a UN resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, with President Trump's administration getting support from only the Dominican Republic. The U.S. vowed further action to prevent Tehran's sale and export of conventional weapons. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 2 in favor, 2 against, and 11 abstentions, leaving it far short of the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption. Russia and China strongly opposed the resolution but did not need to use their vetoes. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and 6 major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. The Sweden's foreign minister, Ann Lind, says that in a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violent arrest and fraud in connection with the election. Chinese shoppers on Friday expressed dismay at news that traces of the coronavirus have been found on imported frozen food, and some saying they would avoid the products. The discovery of food contaminated with coronavirus in China has caused alarm among some shoppers there, although the World Health Organization and also the U.S. Food and Drug Administration say there's no evidence food is a source of infection. 2 cities in China reported that they found the virus in frozen chicken wings imported from Brazil and shrimp from Ecuador on Thursday. This